God a Drew says, listen, we done. Thank God it's over. We done.
Finally get some freedom.
I can get some freedom. So if you couldn't do that in the relationship that you were in, what were you in? Concentration camp?
No more drama, no more fights. When mama don't like,
things look rough in your neck of the woods, you know. If this was your life.
Cussing.
And I'm not saying that you take advantage of the situation and do just whatever. I'm just saying, there should have been at least some kind of freedom in this relationship. So if you have freedom in the relationship, is man overboard kind of a thing? I guess that's why some people say them like a relation bike or not a relationship. You have to have too much people. I want to say thank you and good evening to each and everyone locked in. Big ups to those on PEMG TV. Those locked in on the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com. Those hailing from New Jersey, NIE Radio. Much love to you. Those on TuneIn Radio on the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Those locked in on Facebook Live, welcome, welcome. And of course, those right here at the home of the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment, KevinStew.com. So glad you could join us. I couldn't do it without you, and you have my word, I wouldn't even try. I want to say thank you to my segment sponsor, Policy Media Group, for innovative streaming and recording solutions when being in the moment is priceless. Go ahead and give them a call. They can do everything you see right here on KevinStew.com and more. So you have a church service, a funeral, a wedding, a seminar, a graduation, a party, you want to stream live? Go ahead and give them a call. 754-999-6020. Tell them DJ Kevin Stew sent you. I can go where I want, do what I want, drink what I want, eat what I want, sleep where I want. So all this was dictated to you before you got out of this relationship? Or before you got released? Because the way you describe it would determine where you're coming from, you know. Inviting you to call a friend, tell a friend. Share. Call your enemies, friends of your enemies, enemies of your friends. Tell everybody, it's real talk on the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Tonight we're navigating the breakup. Well, this is your celebration at the end of a relationship. You know that ship was supposed to sink a long time ago. But according to markmanson.net, there's an old saying, breaking up is hard to do. Well, it is said it's not only hard to do, but it's hard to handle the aftermath and the emotional complications that come up when we're in such a vulnerable state. Now, breakups are difficult because they're as unique as the relationship that spawned them. Giving advice on breakups can be complicated because breakups are contextual. For instance, advice would not be given to anyone to break up with someone through a text message. But at the same time, text messages have been used when someone went crazy and it was deemed appropriate in order to, I guess, keep safe distance. So, is there a hard and fast rule? Is there a simple answer? No. How do you navigate then a graceful, let's call it that. How do you navigate a graceful breakup? The key to a graceful and healthy breakup, and also a healthy recovery from the breakup, depends on a variety of factors. Again, there's no one size fits all. Are you the dumper or the dumpee? Did you break up over a single issue, or was the chemistry and the excitement gone? Were there things emotionally that were turbulent for a long time, and did things just, or did they just suddenly just snap? And then there are more permanent questions. Do you want to stay in contact with your ex? How do you get over missing them? What if they want to get back together? What if Joe, John, Mike, Tony, whomever, was more your friend than their friend, even though they think this person likes them more, but they really like you more? In other words, what if that friend that you had, that your ex thinks was really their friend, is more of your friend? And I guess oftentimes we don't really think of the mutual friends or the friends that came along the way when we think or talk breakup. Now, these are all really good questions, and they deserve answers. So MarkManson.net decided that they'd try to give some answers. Firstly, though, they recommend considering whether or not breaking up is the right thing to do at the time. So, should you break up or should you work it out? Sometimes it's easy to know when to dump someone. If you're getting treated like crap, being constantly ignored, you know, experiencing any number of a combination of toxic relationship baggage, then chances are you need to just pack it up and call it a day. But many times, breaking up is not such a clear-cut decision. Maybe things just are not clicking like they used to. Maybe the arguments don't seem to be going anywhere. Maybe you've run into some compatibility issues that are not terrible, but you're not sure you can live with it. If this is the case, it's worth digging a little bit deeper to find out what is really going on. Because in intimate relationships, any problems that you're having are rarely what they appear to be on the surface. So it's never really about what it's about. So what do you want to do? You want to identify the real problem in the relationship. Again, it's never really about what it's about. So why are you filled with rage every time they leave a dirty dish on the coffee table? Well, it could very much be that it's not about the dirty dish. Maybe your ideas of cleanliness are actually a deep-seated desire to control your environment because you can't handle the anxiety of all the uncertainty in your life. You might want to look a little bit deeper and see if you can find a little compassion for the other person and for yourself too. Because you really might be beating yourself up about maintaining this standard, this level of cleanliness. It's possible. Have you communicated to your partner that you're not happy? Now, a number of people have actually been blindsided by breakups. Relationships don't just dissolve in a single moment. It takes at least a little time for things to fall apart. So once you're feeling like things are getting a little bit off track, you owe it to the other person to give them a chance to make things right. So go ahead and share where you are. Can you live with a compromise? Now, some would say relationships are about compromise, and some would say relationships are about compatibility. And if you're compatible, then you don't need to compromise. I don't agree. Because being compatible doesn't mean that you're the same. And some of you might remember we were talking about some of these things last week. Being compatible doesn't mean that you're the same. So with those differences, there tends to be a level of compromise. Because we'll never be perfectly compatible with one another. In every way imaginable. There's a difference between having different preferences, like not liking the same food, and having different values, like whether you want children or not, or how you spend your money, things like religion and politics. It's okay to compromise on your preferences from time to time, but it gets tricky when you're compromising on values. So those are the things that could very well cause problems and put an end to a relationship. If you've done the things mentioned before, if you've gone ahead and identified the real problem and you've communicated that you're not happy and you find that you can't really live without compromise, then, and the other person in the relationship is well aware of where you stand, then at that point it's time to enforce your boundaries. And that means demonstrating a willingness to leave if things don't change. If you've given it a good faith effort and someone really wants to make things work with you, they'll also make a good faith effort to help change the relationship. If they don't, it's probably time to leave. Now, that's what MarkManson.net says. Is that necessarily true, though? If someone really wants to make things work with you, they'll also make a good faith effort to help change the relationship. All right, so let's talk a little bit. 773-789-STEW is a number that gets you in touch. You can call, text, WhatsApp, Telegram. But 773-789-STEW. 773-789-7839. Of course, you're encouraged to jump into the stew pot on kevinstew.com. You don't have to register for anything. You don't have to sign up for anything. It's just go to kevinstew.com and boom, you're there. In fact, that's a preferred place to go. But if you want to participate, if you want to call in and share your views and let's have a talk about this, then let's do so. 773-789-7839. Big ups, Hubert, much love. Big ups, Sharon, much love to you. Yeah, so how then do you view this part of it? If you've given a good faith effort and someone really wants to make things work, then they'll do whatever it is in their power to help change the relationship. If the thing that is causing the problem speaks to that individual's true self, are you then saying that that individual should A, ignore self, or B, try to change self to match the relationship? And if so, then are you saying that that relationship needs to be catered to what you desire? And this is where I guess it comes back to being compatible. And of course, in any relationship that you're having, there's a level of communication that is necessary. And this level of communication, I believe, is not one that is often explored. It's not one that is often exercised. Because we tend to take things for granted. We get into relationships and we say, "Boy, you know, it's us in this relationship now, so everything's supposed to go just smooth. It's just supposed to flow. We're not supposed to be able to do. We don't need to talk about anything again, because you know who I am, and you're supposed to be able to cater to that. And I know who you are, so I know what you want. And boom, bang, and but no. I personally, DJ Kevin Stew, I don't believe that. That's how it goes. And if, as you continue to live and grow, as you should, and something comes along and you see within yourself that you need to make a particular type of change, this change could possibly affect your relationship. Any change that you're making with you, the individual, can affect your relationship. And where you used to be compatible before actually might change. So are you seeing, are they saying at this point, if you've given a good faith effort and someone really wants to make things work with you, they will also make a good faith effort to help change the relationship? Change it to what? Where does this change come in? And that is one of the things that is not clear in this bit of information. But we continue. So this probably won't be fun at all, but if you've decided it's time to pack up and shut down the relationship, then, you know, you're commended on your bravery. Because, yes, that is not an easy thing to do. It is not an easy road to negotiate at all. Unless the individual in the relationship did something totally out of line, like, you know, I don't know, skin your cat. Or leave a million voicemails bawling their eyes out or something in one night. And if you don't, and if you have any respect for them at all, then you'll always want to conduct your breakup in person. In person, not in public. Never make a scene. And always try to keep your crazy to a minimum. I know some people that go from 0 to 1,000 by the time you can say 0. Feeling distraught is okay. Being torn apart from the inside out is fine, and it's quite accepted. Or, well, not necessarily accepted, but expected. Wishing fiery hell and brimstone onto your ex and feeling the urge to dismantle their life and everything they hold dear piece by piece, this isn't totally out of the ordinary. But any attempt to do so is just going to make you look like a child throwing a tantrum. Control yourself. Grieve. Express your pain. Don't do dumb things. Or anything that would be considered dumb. I know you may feel well within your rights to do what you're doing. You know, keying the car, burning the clothes, things like that. Yeah, let's not do that. Do it in private. do it with someone you trust. You're grieving. And it goes double if you're in public. And I'm pretty sure many people have seen situations or heard about situations where people in public have gone off the rails in a breakup. Do not try to make the other person feel better. I thought this one was really interesting because it's not about trying to make them feel worse either. This one particularly goes for the person who is doing the dumping. Once the relationship is served, once it is severed, the other person's emotions are no longer your responsibility. And not only is it no longer your responsibility to help them cope, but comforting them will likely make them feel worse. It can also backfire in that it will just make them resent you more for being so nice while, well, for lack of a better word or term, being so cruel. And please, as according to MarkManson.net, please don't have sex with them. You just broke up. Don't have sex. They're crying, saying how much they're going to miss you. You hug them, make them feel better. You start getting upset because you wish things could have worked. But this is for the better. Suddenly you're tearing up and wondering why you're dumping them in the first place. But remember, and then you remember when things were good. They were great. Yeah. Then all of a sudden the clothes come off and one of you is crying and smiling and the sex is so passionate. Then it's been a year and then another 6 months and another 3 months and now you're wondering, wait, what's going on here? That's not a breakup. That's a start over. And let's go again for another few months. After the breakup, you want to also respectfully cut all contact for a short period of time. Oof. Now, I don't know about this one either. But let's see what they say. This is the second thing that many people don't muster the courage to do. A lot of people get hung up on remaining friends and actually force contact when it's causing them more emotional stress. Research on relationship breakups find that people who limit contact with one another emotionally recover much faster. Not only is it totally reasonable to refrain from seeing, speaking, or any type of contact with each other for a brief period of time, but it's considered to be healthy. The more contact you have, the more you run the risk of setting off an emotional time bomb, relapsing, and ending up in that messy no man's land of we're not together, but we're still kind of together. But we're definitely not a couple. So what is going on at this point? You know, it's that crazy space. But there are some that do this very well. There are some that the relationship dynamic change, but the communication, the care, the friendship, that doesn't. And so now that leads me to think, all right, if the relationship started out with you being friends and then morphed into something else, it grew into being more than just friends. If the more than just friends part comes to an end, what happened to the friendship? Does that all of a sudden go away? Also, and now you have to give that time to. And I understand the grieving process, and I understand wanting time to heal and all that. So it's really a balancing act. And I'm not saying that one way is the right way and one way is the wrong way, but I'm only a DJ. You know, I other people who have studied this stuff have other opinions. I don't know if anybody with letters behind their names and a DR in front of it would agree with me. Probably not. Which would make me stand alone on an island somewhere that is probably where I deserve to be. But there are people who, when it comes to their relationships coming to an end, it is just that aspect of the relationship that comes to an end. And they speak with each other, they communicate, and they're aware that that aspect of their relationship has come to an end. Because everything else is good. They might be in business together, and the business is good, and they work wonderfully as business partners, but the bedroom partners, that part is a disaster. So why get rid of that part that works? You know, life is so short that when it comes to cutting off certain aspects of relationships, you just need to cut them off. And sometimes it's the whole person, sometimes it's just an aspect of the person. So other aspects are good to go. Why lose everything? Continuing the process of breaking up, talk to somebody about it. Now, this one might seem to be one of the obvious ones, but maybe not so much. Make sure you do it though. If it is a particularly serious relationship, talk to a trusted friend or family member before making the decision. And then take whatever advice they give you very seriously. We are often poor observers of our own relationships, but our friends can see how it is affecting us better than we can. And sometimes close family members. So talk to someone, because you might just be acting irrationally based on emotion. And this is actually the next one. Allow yourself to be sad, angry, upset, but don't judge or blame anyone. Because emotions are healthy and they're normal. Even negative emotions are healthy and normal. But judging and blaming people, whether it's them or you, well, that doesn't get you very far. Now, it doesn't mean you shouldn't distinguish good or bad behavior or good or bad choices. Learning from your errors and what went wrong in your relationship will go a long way to helping you move on. There are some that get really messed up about relationships, and they hold a lot of resentment because they were left for someone else. And some don't really get over it or even start to get over it until they address the way that they probably weren't a good partner. But it doesn't mean that they're not a good person. And with recognizing that and navigating that, you know, there's a dealing with it process. And one person that went through that says, once I realized that I was not such a perfect angel, and that I wasn't completely the victim, then it was easier to come to terms with what happened and let go of them. Accept your role in this. Good, bad, or indifferent. Start by recognizing that maybe they weren't as great as you thought they really were. You know, they probably did some things you really didn't like. Recognize the things that you didn't do well and how you could have been a better partner. Don't blame them or trash them as people. Everyone goes into a relationship with the best of intentions. Most people come out of them feeling hurt and betrayed in some way. And most people come out of having messed up royally somewhere along the way. There's nothing uniquely horrible about you or that person. Learn from the mistakes. Move on. And it's the move on part that is kind of hard, you know. And it might seem cold and callous. But it's important. I have a couple more, but it's also time for a break. As we navigate the breakup. So let's take this quick break and we come back. And we do some more navigation. Yeah? Sound like a plan? Facebook Live, this is where I tell you all farewell. Until next time when we do it again. Yeah, Gregory. Hurt people. It's been a while, brethren. Good to see you. Hurt people. And it is something that has always happened. So, if you're hurt by the person that you hold most dear, how then do you navigate that? Because, and this is what probably another reason why people say don't put all your eggs in one basket. It sounds weird when it comes to relationships because it's ride or die, you and me, we're going through this thick and thin. And then here comes alternative lifestyles to muddy the water some more. Is this a cop-out? Is that the way how we're really made up to be? Do we actually need other people in our relationships? Because you and I in a relationship, you and me, we're in a relationship and we have a falling out. Where do I turn? So some would argue you come back to the person in the relationship and you work through it together. But if the falling out is because of different perspectives, then you're going to have to find someone that is a neutral party to give another perspective or to put the two perspectives together. Maybe you're both arguing different sides of the same point but going in the same direction. Now, someone else might be necessary to put those two together so that you work together to come to a mutual place. Sounds odd, sounds hard, sounds like the things that are not done in Disney movies, but can be done. Alright, so, like I said before, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to say sayonara to Facebook Live. Come on over to kevinstew.com where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment. Use the link. It's pinned right there in the comments section. Come on over. You are very much welcomed. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you. And call somebody. Bring somebody with you. 773-789-STEW is the number that gets you in touch. Call me. Let's talk about it. Navigating the breakup. We'll be right back.
Posse Media Group, innovative streaming and recording, has done it again. A new way to get your business in full view of your neighborhood consumer through AdShare TV. It's available in your neighborhood today. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. Become a host today and place a TV monitor in a strategic location so it's easy to see. Get a 1-minute video ad or longer that plays anywhere in our network. Can't be a host? No problem. For a few dollars, we'll run your 30-second video ad. A host can run announcement specials like buy one, get one free, or discount ads. Let's turn your flyers into a 30-second video with music, or a voiceover, or let us create and run your video ad with a spokesperson. Take advantage of our early enrollment discount. Join us today. Your ad will be seen at least 30 times per day in your AdShare TV neighborhood. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. AdShare TV, part of Pulse Media Group.
takes an entire village to raise a child. Hello, I'm Paul Campbell, here to talk about PALACE. Peace and Love Academic Scholarship. This nonprofit group supports students facing serious obstacles from entering or continuing their studies, not because the grades are failing, but due to the lack of financial support.
Over the past 8 years, PALACE has awarded 600 scholarships valued at approximately 50.3 million Jamaican dollars, or 415,000 U.S. dollars.
Together, we must build a better future for our children. Please visit www.palace1.org and make your donation to brighten the future of a deserving child. PALACE, preserving young minds for posterity.
Yes, my people, check out I Red Funks on Reggae Global Radio every Saturday at 8 p.m. with Kev Stew. We'll give you a pre-life, brand new, good for you. Kick me like a ball if you don't see a dance song. You hear that?
It's Christina representing for DJ Kevin. You see me, I say, I don't know the boss. You see me, I say, DJ Kevin's two on the night shift radio show. Yo, the thing, turn up the thing loud. Whoa. DJ Kevin's true, have the heart of a champion. Never underestimate, just choose him. The silver line behind the dark clouds. DJ Kevin's true, believe him, and that's no doubt. Salute the night shift radio show, Christine, it's a heart attack. Love it.
The relationship still alive.
I want to welcome you back to the broadcast. David Paul says the relationship is still alive. That ship will not sink. I want to say thank you to you all for coming back.
We've had some highs, we've had some lows.
And say thank you to my segment sponsor, Althea and her healing heavenly hands. Althea is a licensed massage therapist that comes to you, operating out of Broad County, North Miami-Dade and South Palm Beach counties. She comes to you with her table, her oils, and over 20 years of massage therapy experience. Give her a call, 954-655-9000. Or check her out online, email her, thealita@att.net. She's also a personal trainer, certified personal trainer. What a combination, a licensed massage therapist and a certified personal trainer. Talk to her about what you need. I don't know if you can talk to her about your relationship, but you can definitely talk to her about what you need personal training wise, and definitely with massage therapy.
We've had some highs, we've had some lows, baby girl.
Thank you, Althea. Thanks again to the affiliates for sticking around. NIE Radio, PEMG TV, One Harmony, not One Harmony, sorry. The Foundation Radio Network, clintonlinton.com.
Relationship's still alive.
The sound of David Powell.
The relationship is still alive.
The track is called Relationship Still Alive. The ship sails on. As we navigate the breakup. So as we're navigating the breakup, it is recommended that we recognize that the breakup itself is a sign of your incompatibility, and really and truly you're better off for it. Now, that kind of sounds cold, but this is what they're saying. So, the writer here says, this is something that grates on me. People who just got out of a relationship and lament that they were not perfect together. Okay. Well, if the relationship has ended, then chances are you were not perfect. Because then you'd probably still be together. Right? For some reason, when it comes to judging someone's compatibility, people suddenly excise out the fact that they are not together anymore. So, even though we're clawing at each other's throats for the last 6 months, the first trip that we took to wherever, that was magical. We were just so right together then. Well, we all have perpetual biases for remembering things better than they were. It is important to remind oneself that you broke up for a reason. And often that reason is a very good one. And for those still holding on to that one special someone months or years later, let go. If they were right for you, then they would have realized it. So, you may have been right for them, but they were not right for you. Either way, it was not a two-way street. Time to move on. And you want to invest in yourself. The longer you spend in a romantic relationship, the more your sense of identity melds with the other person that you're in the relationship with. Being together with someone in such an intimate space for such a long time creates a third overlapping psychological entity that comprises both you and them. It's that part of the Venn diagram that intersects. And when that entity dies, not only is it painful, but it leaves a temporary void in who you are. And this is why your best and most important post-breakup advice on the planet is to invest in rebuilding your personal identity. Rediscover your old hobbies if you've dropped them. Focus double on work. Start that new project you've been putting off for months. And most of all, spend time with your friends. Your friends will not only reassure you and make you feel better in the moment, but they will also help you reinforce your own personal identity again. Friendship is the best medicine for heartbreak. All right, let me touch on this for a moment. Why do you need to start reinvesting time with your friends? This is where I believe a lot of relationships tend to go, I don't want to say go wrong. But when you get into these relationships, your friendships tend to suffer. And there are some that would say, well, you know, the Bible says, you know, a man shall leave his parents and wherever and cleave to his wife and Riri. Okay. So, when man and wife or wife and husband, woman and husband, whatever that couple dynamic is, whenever you start this relationship and the people that were in your corner leading up to this point in the relationship are pushed aside, who do you have to support you in this relationship? And I'm not saying that your friends need to be right there all up in your business and in your relationship, but you should not be alienating them either. When do you go out and hang out with your friends? This is where a lot of relationships get kind of crazy, because you end up thinking that every waking moment should be spent with your partner. Everything that you do should be done with your partner. And I get it, in the early stages of relationships where you have that new relationship energy, you want to do everything together. You know, nothing makes sense unless that person is doing it with you. And this is where they talk about that third personality. That's that third psychological dynamic. That intersecting section of the Venn diagram, where you lose an aspect of yourself. Yes, you gain an aspect of someone else. But in the process of growth, isn't that what happens? You interact with others and that encourages something and that causes you to grow. So your interaction should be, you should be better off for it. Go ahead and take that aspect of that other person and make it your own. Go ahead, give them that aspect of you so that they can make it their own and grow. But don't alienate your friends. And here, they're saying when you now break up, these are the same people that you need to reassure you. These are the same people that you need to be holding you up and reminding you that you can stand on your own. I tell people all the time when I refer to my partner, it's my better portion. Some people go out there talking about my better half and whatever else. No, I actually come as a whole person. I'm sorry. I'm a whole being. Nobody's completing me. You are complementing me. You're not completing me. And if anything else, you are adding to what I already have. So what you're doing is helping me to grow. But I am still a complete being. And yeah, it's figurative and whatever else, but when you talk like this all the time, it ends up being your reality. So now your partner is away from you and you sit in a corner somewhere sucking your thumb waiting for them to come back so that you can be your whole self again. Why? Moving on. In navigating the breakup, only start dating again when you're legitimately excited to see new people. A lot of people break up and enter a rebound period. They immediately end up back on the market and throwing themselves at the first thing that comes by. The problem is this is more of a coping mechanism than genuine enthusiasm for the new people one is meeting. You can tell because the new connections you make feel complicated and lacking. Anxiety and desperation come back with a vengeance, and overall the process of meeting someone new is far less enjoyable. After you break contact and invest in yourself, don't pressure yourself into meeting someone new until you're legitimately excited to do so. There's a difference between excitement and desperation. Desperation is feeling alone and incomplete without dating someone. Like, you need to be with someone to be happy. Excitement is being genuinely excited to discover what is out there and feeling fine regardless of what happens. Two completely different things. And when you're excited to meet new people and are in a good place emotionally, you are far more attractive. So it's worth it. Then you want to only attempt to be friends with your ex once you're over the idea of dating them. Now, without going through this information, that can be a bit challenging for some. Because it is the fact that the person was a great friend in the beginning why you ended up dating them in the first place. So, and yeah, it makes you look back at what I said earlier about going back to being good friends kind of sideways and ask, why then go back to being friends? So, I guess one of the questions to ask is, do you ever really break up? Some people have the admirable goal of remaining friends with their ex, and other people have the admirable goal of breaking the kneecaps of their ex with a tire iron. They're both fine, as long as you don't actually follow through with the breaking of the kneecaps. Whatever the goal of your future relations with your ex, they need to happen organically. Forcing a friendship enters into testy territory and can make the other person feel obligated to you. And that can kick up a lot of negative feelings left over from the breakup. What this writer has found is that if you had a strong friendship within the relationship, that friendship will naturally emerge outside of the relationship once you've both moved on. In a lot of cases, it takes dating new people for both parties to relax enough to form that bond again. Other times, it takes a lot of time. But if that friendship is there, it will eventually sprout up. Don't force it. Allow it to happen organically. Of course, arsenic is also occurs organically, naturally in nature, and arsenic is a poison. So, you know, sometimes you got to leave it alone. Sometimes it just happens. So, with that in mind, would trying to get back together be a hopeless thing? And this is one of those things that people ask a lot. Because sometimes in the breakup, in my opinion, again, this is not the information that is here. This is Kevin Stewart's opinion. The breakup is, in some cases, what the couple actually need in the relationship to make it work. And that might sound crazy, but they needed time apart because they spent so much time together. And it is a time apart that brings them back together. It's a time apart that makes them, helps them to realize certain things and to grow and to quite possibly mature. But again, you know, I wasn't asked. I didn't put anything out there. And my job is to stimulate your appetite, not to satisfy your hunger. So if I put out a question to you, hey, you know, let's think about it, let's talk about it, let's reason about it, let's dissect it and see what we come up with. 773-789 Stew gets you in touch. Line still open. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more, just a little bit more, before we get into musical therapy. I have so much information. because there's apparently an art to breaking up also. But so much information out there. we'll see how much more I get to touch on before we close out tonight. Again, call your friends, tell your friends. It's a night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. We'll be right back.
When being in the moment is priceless, consider the ability to share that moment. If you can video it, you can broadcast it. And Pulse eMedia Group has the tools you need. Weddings, birthdays, funerals, graduations, church services, parties, seminars, you name it. Pulse eMedia Group can provide you with a secure medium controlled by you to broadcast your event. Contact us at www.pulseemediagroup.com for more information. Pulse eMedia Group, when being in the moment is priceless.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Greetings and salutations. This is DJ Kevin Stew inviting you to bubble up and simmer down with me in the Saturday Stew right here on Reggae Global Radio. Get ready for the special segment called The Secret Ingredient, where you may hear from your favorite artist or producer. Saturday Stew happens every Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time exclusively on ReggaeGlobalRadio.com, where we get high on reggae. Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." With this in mind, and encouragement received during a South Florida media conference, The Church Links was birthed. The Church Links is an interdenominational worship service portal for churches, providing the tools to spread the word through technology in a cost-effective way. The Church Links, www.dahchurchlinx.com. Your links to worship and praise.
Yes, yes, yes. Akar Mantino, I'm making noise right now. You are locked in to DJ Kevin Stew on the night shift.
Royce says, "Listen, if I loved you, you would know." Never told you. The track is called "If I Loved You." I never told you. I want to say thank you to my segment sponsor, Reggae Global Entertainment, for handling this section of the broadcast. Reggae Global Entertainment will handle your, take care of your bookings, handle your tour management, deal with your copyrights, publishings, trademarks, business registrations, legal service referrals, music production, marketing and promotion, and so much more. Give them a call, 954-804-8199. That's 954-804-8199, or check them out on reggaeglobalentertainment.com. Those of you just tuning in, welcome to the broadcast. It's Real Talk. And tonight we look at navigating the breakup. So, one of the things that I want to touch on is the fact that many people ask if there is any chance that people might get back together after breaking up. Well, here's one perspective. If you get back together after one breakup, it can work. But that's assuming that one or both of you genuinely learns from the breakup and alters the course of their behavior or their perception of the relationship. There are plenty of examples of couples who need to spend time apart to gain perspective on the relationship and learn how to make it work. And generally, only one catastrophic breakup isn't too much to heal. If, however, you're going through breakup after breakup after breakup, you're just making up to break up again, then it is where you're either in bliss or in hell, depending on which month it is, then you probably should just sever ties altogether. Imagine your relationship as a beautiful china plate. If you break it once, you can put it back together with some care and some effort. If you break it a second time, you can still put it back together, but it takes a lot of extra time and care. If you keep breaking it over and over, you'll end up with so many pieces that you cannot put it back together again. And no matter how much you like that plate, you're better off going and finding a new plate. I think that is one of the most awesome analogies when it comes to breakups that I've ever come across. I really do. Now, the life cycle of a relationship is different for everyone. We know this. But most of us can relate to the feeling that a relationship has stalled. Whether it is due to intensity of the pandemic or plandemic, or deeply cut emotional wounds, or simply the feeling that you're growing apart, it is helpful to have a roadmap for how to break up in a way that is compassionate and clear to the other person. If you're considering a breakup, there are some major steps that you're likely to encounter as you move through the process. Ultimately, you cannot move forward with a breakup that will stick until you have absolute clarity from one or both partners that your relationship cannot be salvaged. It is difficult to reach this conclusion on your own. A counselor can help you unpack your feelings and help you get clear of the needs you have in the relationship and how to communicate them to your partner. People often come to relationship experts when they're considering a breakup. And Suzanne Winter is one such expert. And she has seen clients go back and forth on the decision for months or cry wolf and threaten a breakup as a tactic to get the relationship back on track. She recommends journaling to think through your feelings. Figure out what you need and what you want. And be able to identify in clear language to communicate with your partner or with your couple's counselor what it is that you need and what you want that you're not getting. Once you have articulated what you need to feel safe and loved in a relationship and done your best to meet your partner's needs, if you still can't shift the relationship dynamic, then that's a time where it would probably be a good idea to move on. Then that is when you want to determine how and when to have the talk. It's always awkward, but very necessary. You need to decide when and where to have the talk. And different people have different approaches, and you need to decide what's best based on your relationship. Think about how your partner might take the news and whether this will come out of left field or if they could be expecting it and thinking it too. Psychotherapist Jack A. Daniels believes in having the conversation in a public space so you both can walk away and process separately, while Suzanne Winter believes you should speak in private. So different people have different methodologies that they would want to employ. Now, the question is, what would they do in their relationship? John Paul Brammer, of the popular advice column Hola Papi, suggests that you set the stage for a breakup with the famous line, "We need to talk." And I think every man that hears the words, "We need to talk," immediately go, "Uh-oh." I don't know if it has the same effect on women, but I know for me as a man, I hear, "All right, so there's something I want to talk." It's different with, "There's something I want to talk with you about," and "We need to talk." Two different things for me. Now, once you have a plan to discuss, clarify your language for delivering the news, either through journaling or conversations with your counselor. Breaking up doesn't always happen in a one and done conversation. It could take place in a series of micro discussions that ultimately lead to a break. So you want to keep that in mind. Ending a relationship can mean splitting up friendships, property, pets, even families. the longer you've been together and the more deeply enmeshed you and your partner are, the more complicated the process will be, and generally the longer the process will take. Try to lead with compassion for the other person, but remain clear and steadfast in your decision. If you are not married and required to go through a formal process of dividing up property, it is still smart to memorize your arrangement on who is taking which pets and property in writing. You want to go ahead and memorialize that. Just put it on paper. And this can help you avoid another conflict down the road, so you know you have it penciled out. Even if you're the person who initiates the breakup, the response from the other person can be hurtful, and the decision to end the relationship can be difficult on both of you. Don't chase closure from the other person. It's possible you could end up with a civilized goodbye, but you should always be prepared for the door to be shut on your relationship without any further communication. Possibly you might want to wear a bulletproof vest and a helmet, depending on who your partner is. But no, they didn't say that in this information. John Paul Brammer also recommends that you either unfriend or snooze your ex's posts on social media. Continuing to see them and follow the changes in their life is more likely to bring you pain and question your decision than it will bring you joy and perspective. Either way, it's important that you take a period of time to reset and renew yourself. Figure out who you are and what makes you happy outside of the context of a relationship. This could involve journaling, self-care, more counseling, or simply reinvesting in friendships and family relationships. Here it comes again. Reinvesting in friends and family. Why were they gone in the first place? And for those of you who are wondering, this is information coming from NPR.org. Now, those who are newly single often wonder how long they should wait to date again. Jack Daniels suggests you spend 30 days abstaining from dating. Beyond that point, you could be ready right away or need more time to heal. When you're ready to date again, dating apps provide a great way to expand your dating pool quickly because millions of people use them. Dating apps shouldn't be your only way to date, however. John Paul Brammer suggests joining a hiking group or other special interest community to connect with more like-minded people. Well, if you're not a hiker, don't join a hiking group, because that relationship is going to just start off wrong. Eventually, everyone moves on. But people have so many ways of doing that. Some listeners said they took up a new hobby. Others meditated. Some wrote letters to past partners. And some took a break from dating to process the pain and move on. Relationships on a whole can be complicated. But when the pain of staying is greater than the pain of leaving, then it's time to go. And eventually you can build your life anew and hopefully find love once more. It is the hopefully finding love once more that scares people into staying in relationships that don't work for them. When they end up teetering, they're battling with the idea whether to go or to stay. Oftentimes, they're looking at the issue of, now I'm alone. And for some, that's a big deal, being alone, because they don't want to be alone. And it causes so much problems to be alone. Well, Why do you think you will be alone if you separate, if you end that relationship? In order for things to grow, unfortunately, some things have to die. And it is that part that scares most of us. I know it scares the crap out of me. I've lost friendships that have been painful to recover from. I've lost relationships that have been painful to recover from. But one of the things that I keep being reminded of is to date when I've come upon those hard times, those difficult situations as it relates to relationships, whether they're the platonic kind or the erotic kind. When those come to an end, or aspects of them come to an end, I'm still here. I've survived all of those encounters thus far. The pain hasn't changed. In fact, at times, I think the pain has gotten worse. But inversely, there are times when the pain has gotten better. It has been easier to navigate through that. I don't know. With age, maybe there are some emotional ties that are different. You know, there are some things that you do differently as you get older. And it works both ways. The thing that you care about a whole lot now that you really didn't care about much 20 years ago, and vice versa. But through it all, we can navigate and we can continue to live and we can live happily. Recognizing the thing that makes you happy is also very important. And this is just me talking at this point. We've addressed happiness on this broadcast on more than one occasion. Recognizing that true happiness that you feel is more determined by you than someone else is important. When that happiness that you're feeling is based on someone else being involved, whether it is focused on that person or those persons, then what are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing to that individual? If you can find that happiness within you, then you know you bring happiness. And it's the same thing with love. We talked about this too. You have to find that love in you. You have to be able to love yourself in order to be giving love. And when you can love yourself and explain that love to you, then you can explain it to others. Now, there are sometimes when there are things that you really can't find the words because the English language is limited, but you do your best. And sometimes when you do your best and you put it out there, it works for a time, and something changes, and you have to navigate away from it. And it hurts. But when your teeth were coming in as a child, that wasn't a real comfortable thing. It was great, and your parents loved it. And the fact that now you can choose solid foods was even better. But it still wasn't comfortable. And just like that, these processes, things like breakups, they're not comfortable. Nobody wants to break up. But I guess if you don't want to break up, you don't get into a relationship, right? Paul Anthony. It'll be interesting to see you go through life without relationships, though. Love hurts. This is Paul Anthony kicking off musical therapy. The track is called Love Hurts.
I don't want to wait in vain. Love hurts, but I love the pain.
Take me, I just gotta get home.
Zone of Hezron taking us home. Appealing to that taxi driver.
Next to each other.
I do want to thank you each and everyone for tuning in tonight and throughout this week. Thank you to the affiliates, NIE Radio, PEMG TV, One Harmony, oh my goodness, One Harmony's not on tonight, the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com. Thank you. I do encourage you to look out for members of your community as we close out tonight and always. Be mindful of the people that you pass on the bus, on the plane, on the boat, or the train, whether you walk, ride, or drive. Do something good for one of them today, because you never know who's going to do something good for you tomorrow. My name is DJ Kevin Stew, so I like to do it to you, for you, and with you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday right here on the Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew, 10 p.m. Eastern on KevinStew.com. And affiliates, of course. As always,
now I'm standing at the airport.
You're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.
Late.
My job here is to stimulate your appetite, not satisfy your hunger. And remember, from knowledge sprouts power. Try to learn one new thing a day. You'd be surprised how much you've learned in a week.
Got a few things that you like.
Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you wherever you are in the world from right here in South Florida. I bid you a very good night. Until we meet again, take care of yourselves. Greetings and salutations, one and all. You're invited to tune in to the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It airs on Mondays with Community and Finance, Tuesdays with Healthy Love, and Wednesdays with Real Talk from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Come spend some time interacting in the stew pot where we keep things bubbling and wind down in musical therapy. The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew is on KevinStew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.